Hey, gang, Brent Porsche for 93.3 WMMR in Philadelphia, live from Studio Z. And joining me now are a pair of MMRBQ alums that have been tearing up rock and roll stages worldwide with their respective bands. And they're coming back to Philadelphia together, part of an MMR concert event. They've dubbed it the Young Guns Tour. We welcome back to WMMR from Dirty Honey, Mr. Mark LaBelle, and from Mammoth WVH, Mr. Wolfgang Van Halen. Hello, gentlemen. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having
us. Not a problem. Always fun talking to MMR.
Yeah, so I got to ask, I mean, you guys happen to play last year's MMRBQ together. This tour wasn't spawned from that show, was it?
You
let me know if it was.
Yeah, I guess it was partly spawned.
Not specifically, but there were a handful just like MMRBQ where we were playing together, you know, sussing it out, checking each other out. Then we had a show in Columbia, South Carolina, where we did a little proof of concept co-headliner for what this became.
Very cool. So the Young Guns tour, a tour that was supposed to start here in Philly a few weeks ago, but COVID kind of threw a wrench into the works. It's now set to kick off a couple weeks from now on February the 20th out in Denver, Colorado, eventually making its way here to Philadelphia, playing the Fillmore on Thursday, March 31st. How hard is it for you personally, both of you guys, to be ready to go on tour only to be told nope? I'm sure there's sort of a mental aspect to it. Of course, you have to make sure the voices and everything are ready to go for tour. How hard was that?
It was okay, honestly. I think you want everybody to be safe, obviously, but I think more importantly, I want to play shows for myself mostly and for everybody else that are a good time. And if people have this thing in the back of their minds that it's not safe or whatever, and they're holding back, it's ultimately going to make for a less good experience, even though seeing either one of these bands is probably a good time. But and honestly, it just gives you more time to prepare, to rehearse, to write, to do all the things you got to do. And I think just ultimately it was a good thing.
Yeah. When you put everyone's safety into it, it's a no brainer. You know, you just be patient and it'll be great when it happens.
Yeah, of course. So for the press release for this tour, the headline reads in part, Dirty Honey and Mammoth WVH are two of the best new real emerging rock bands that we have today. Touring together will prove that rock is far from dead and will no doubt showcase its very bright future. I mean, I tend to agree. Mark, your answer to that is we both carry the weight of that on our shoulders and there's a lot to prove. Yeah.
Yeah. I think, you know, we've both been talking about how much we appreciate each other's bands just because there's no tracks. It's all live. Everybody's a really good player. And that's something that's becoming rare to see these days. So, we're excited to bring that to, not only to Philly, but all over the United States.
Very cool. So 31 dates on this run. You guys are going to be alternating who closes out the show each night, right? That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be, equal set times. So it's like a true co-headliner. And we're just flip-flopping every show on who's finishing.
Now, I don't know if you guys were asked this question or not, but any chance of maybe one of you guys joining the other's band for a song, a collab, a duet? I mean, the question here is, if there was a cover song that you guys would want to do together, is there a band or a particular song off the top of your head? I know I'm kind of just throwing this at you at the moment, but is there a particular song you think you guys would enjoy doing together?
We were just talking about that. I had a couple ideas, and I would rather leave them as surprises.
Oh, man. All right. I got you. So both Dirty Honey and Mammoth, you're a few short years into your respective journeys. Has end of tour pranking become a thing yet, or are you guys still like kind of too young on the scene? No comment.
I thought Chris Robinson pranked me when we were in Philly, but it wasn't a prank. But yeah, I think that's becoming somewhat a thing of the past. Maybe we'll have to bring it back. I don't know.
I just know.
I don't really want to prank Wolf ever.
Yeah, I don't want to prank them. I want to hang out with them and have a good time. You know, I think if anything, when I was on the Guns tour, the prank was them actually bringing me on stage to play a song with them.
I figured like this past year with the Hella Mega tour with Green Day and Weezer, you know, the Green Day guys came out like in their underwear and like, you know, horse masks and stuff like that and ran around on stage during the Weezer set. I didn't know if there was some.
Oh, they did.
Some good ribbing like that.
That's
yeah,
funny.
Something like
that's
that. A few days after the Philly stop, I noticed there was a gap of a few days with no shows. Now, why would that be? Oh, that's right. The Grammys. Congratulations on the nom there, Wolf.
Thank you so much. Absolutely.
How excited were you when you got word about that?
I was surprised. I you know, you never do this for the accolades and for such a personal song that came from the heart. You know, I write music that I want to hear. I don't think about if anyone else is going to enjoy it. And so for something like that to come about is absolutely crazy.
How'd you find out and where were you when you got word?
I woke up to a phone call from my manager who was like, we have the quote unquote trusted humans, as I like to call them, that we kind of, you know, help make all the decisions for the band. And he's like, I'll call the other guy. You call him. And I was like, why? What's wrong? He's like, just call them. And then we got everybody on the phone and he told me, and it was like, wow.
Well, congratulations. I mean, very cool. You're up for Best Rock Song. Is it cool to know that you're nominated alongside the likes of Sir Paul McCartney?
It's insane. Yeah. If you look at that whole category, you got Dave Grohl, you got Weezer. It's absolutely crazy. I think the coolest thing about all of this is that my dad got his first Grammy nomination when he was 30.
Oh, get out.
For Jump. So yeah, to have been nominated at the same time.
Yeah. Wow. Cool. Very cool. And Mark, there's no doubt in my mind, Dirty Honey will be Grammy bound before too long as well. And speaking of Dirty Honey, you guys released a brand new single today off your debut disc called Another Last Time. Video and stuff with that too?
It's coming. I was just telling Wolf we're shooting the video tomorrow, so it should be hopefully hitting the YouTube, I guess, sooner than later. But yeah, it's a pretty ambitious take on the lyrics of the song. So I'm nervous, excited, all the things. It's going to be quite a daunting task to accomplish. But
where are you guys shooting?
What are we shooting, or where?
Yeah,
we're shooting out at a place called Four Aces out in Palmdale, California. So we're out in the desert at this. It's a sweet location, motel, like vibe. It's crazy what we're trying to take on. So cool. Fortunately, I have some talented people doing it. So
yeah, very much looking forward to it. Of course, Wolf, we're playing Mammoth's latest, the great track called Epiphany. We're playing actually all your singles at the moment here on MMR, which we absolutely love. Not too sure if you knew or somebody brought this up to you today, but today's the 44th anniversary of the release of Van Halen number one. Did you know that?
Yes, it is.
Pretty cool. So show and tell time. Wolf, first time I met you was on the Tremonti tour, the very first one out at the Note in Westchester. And I'm going to kind of hold this up to the camera here. This is something that I hang in my basement. And if you can see, I got one of your picks.
Oh, yeah, that was my pick.
And
oh,
if you see, dude, your penmanship on your autograph is fantastic. One of the best autographs I think I've ever gotten.
Yeah, you can really tell. I make sure that you can actually read it, that it's like, what the hell is this?
Sorry, but yeah, there you go. It's one of my favorite little pieces I have in my man cave here. And Mark, every band needs a leather hat in their merch store. I'm just saying, I bought this thing. This thing is hot.
Tell the manager.
So very cool. But yeah, I need to get me another one of those. Do you guys know what kind of merch will be available at the shows? Will fans be able to pick up your albums, CD, vinyl, whatever, at these shows?
I'm sure.
Pretty sure. Yeah. I mean, I hope we get a poster of the tour art. That's my favorite thing that's the first thing we bonded over, was how awesome the whole card of the skeleton versions of Mark and I on that card.
Yeah, the Young Guns tour logo, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be very, very cool. Anything autographed, vinyl, anything like that?
Maybe that. I mean, we certainly sell autographed vinyl, but I would imagine if we do posters, we'll probably do something like that for that as well.
Absolutely.
Very cool. Again, Dirty Honey and Mammoth WVH, the Young Guns tour, will be in Philadelphia at the Fillmore on March the 31st. Tickets are on sale now. And if you had them from the previous show dates, they will still be honored for this show. Mark, Wolf, really appreciate you guys taking some time to speak with us here at MMR. Wishing you continued success. Good luck on the Young Guns tour. Of course, we'll see you back through the area in Philadelphia. And thanks so much for taking some time to speak with us here at MMR, guys.
So much.
In a few weeks.
Yes, sir. Take care, guys. Peace.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.